K-Station, what's going on? Eddie Greer once again back for another episode right here on the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University. Eddie Greer, this is, well, that's me. Eddie Greer hosts this podcast, this other quote-unquote K-State podcast out here in cold Kansas City, Missouri. This is your very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. This will go out tonight. Yes, sir. Fresh. Right out of the chute, baby. As we talk transfer portal, or as we talk, continue to talk transfer portal, going right down this list here to see if anything changes. But yes, the transfer portal is officially open, folks, for football athletes who are not in the college football playoff or have not yet to play a bowl game there as well. But it's your very first time listening to this K-State podcast, all things K-State sports, where that is football, men's women's basketball, men's basketball tomorrow, in just a second, and so much more. Thank you so much again for checking out this podcast. This is January 2nd, 2025, folks, here on the show. So y'all going to get at least two episodes, maybe three, we'll see, but definite two episodes here today, as we sit here on January 2nd here, and this transfer portal will definitely come out probably tonight. Yeah, probably tonight, obviously, and then stay tuned. Once you do subscribe to this podcast, it's everyday podcast, postcast, this weekend of these games. Obviously, the men's basketball team taking on, 10th-ranked BYU tomorrow afternoon around lunchtime. That's going to be on CBS for those of you who aren't able to make it out to Bramlage Coliseum. In the basketball, women's basketball team coming off of a beatdown on Cincinnati. They host West Virginia. So two tough opponents for our basketball teams this weekend. And we'll have postcasts of each and every one of them. And yes, we try to recap every sporting event from K-State, whether that's basketball games, even men's golf. So yeah. And in the course of a couple of weeks, the indoor Kansas State indoor track and field team will open up their indoor schedule in a couple of weeks. We talked about the schedules. That episode came out, I think, last week somewhere in there. So definitely I would advise you to go and make sure you listen to that as well. We come at you daily, take only about 15 minutes. I've been going a little longer. No, noticeably there as well, man. I've been going a little bit longer. So about 15 to 20 minutes daily. And sometimes it'd be shorter, but it is what it is. But yeah, I've been consistently hitting fit. Not that I've been shooting for it. It just happens. 15 and 20 minutes. Sometimes the postcast right last around there, 20 minutes somewhere in there. So yeah, it doesn't take much of your time there as well. So definitely you want to make sure it's perfect. It's perfect for the K-State fan who want to stay up to date what's going on with K-State athletics here on this podcast. So definitely make sure you are subscribed to this Purple Project podcast, this daily podcast. We have y'all covered throughout the weekend, and I still have episodes that I haven't even posted yet. One coaching episode will come up here in a couple hours around lunchtime, and then of course this transfer portal episode will roll out this evening there as well. But yeah, man, I just want to go down through, because we did a couple episodes as we entered the transfer portal phase. It all opens today officially, so we've been saying this person hitting the transfer portal, this guy deciding to hit the transfer portal. So we're gonna go down all this list here, and some names that haven't even mentioned in this stretch in the offseason for K-State football here. Of course, headed by new head coach Colin Klein. Okay, so Antonio Martin, I've heard this name yet. He's on this list. He had a transfer portal. He's going in the transfer portal as of today, officially opens, right? Chidi Obiazar, saw that name. We didn't make a note episode, but we're all going to fit it all in one anyway, right? So Obiazar, part of that D line. This is a hit. And this defense line took a massive. This defense as a whole took it. So Antonio Martin, this is the first time I saw this. He's in the portal. Obiazar defense. He's in the portal. We already mentioned talked about Daniel Cobbs on a separate episode on the podcast. He's in there. Malcolm Alcorn Crowder. He's in this list. In the line, Austin Romaine. A recent episode of Austin Romaine just came out on the Pro Project Podcast feed, so definitely check that out. He's already on there. Ralph Ortiz, another linebacker for K-State. He is on this list. It was an episode last month of the 2025 calendar year of Toby Omenzami. He's on the list there. So, yeah, let's stop right there. I was high on the D-line coming back to K-State several weeks ago. And Omenzami and Malcolm Alcorn Crowder or Chidobe Izar. I remember sitting here at this desk saying, oh, damn, this will be something next year. And all of a sudden now you flip the script here in the second day of the new year. All of them are in the transfer portal. Omenzami, Malcolm Alcorn Crowder, and Chidobe Izar. My goodness, wow, how things have changed. And a lot of people were upset about this one. Well, Wait, before I touch on that one, back to Austin Romain. This was a stunner. As I mentioned in that episode a couple of days ago here on the podcast, this by far probably is more upsetting right now. But again, let me rephrase it that, you know, these players, let's put the CJ Jones reference out there. For those that don't or kind of scratch your head what I'm talking about, CJ Jones. Right, we'll say it again for the new listeners out here, new K-State listeners, and maybe we're getting some Big 12 listeners out here on the show. Who knows who's listening? But yeah, so CJ Jones, right? Basketball, by the way, again, men's basketball plays tomorrow against 10th ranked BYU in Bramlage Coliseum on CBS. Right, so you have that. CJ Jones went into the portal, and look, he wasn't a big time player. Again, he's a role player, right? And he's still a role player, right? Mm-hmm. So, you got that going on. And he went in the portal, and there was nothing on CJ Jones until probably, what, maybe 2 weeks to go before they closed the portal, whatnot. And he decided, well, let's see what's out here. And if not, you know, let's just come back to K-State, which obviously he's on the basketball team. So there's that. So again, any of these players that we are naming right now that are on this case for our K-State Wildcats on this transfer portal list, heading into the day, officially the portal opens. It's the Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here coming to you from an overcast Kansas City, Missouri here on January 2nd, 2026. almost said 25. But yeah, but we're in 2025-26 season. There, the portal opens today, officially opens today, and it, shout out Brandon Olsen, Locked On Gators, it opened officially at midnight, so while y'all was sleeping, while I was out, but yeah, the portal opened on that deal, so there's that. I'll talk about it on the all podcast. Sorry about that. Yeah, so. Anyways, yeah, so there's that. But a lot of people were upset about this one when I came across this on K-State Twitter. Devin Voss, he's on this list there as well. So there's that. So he's in the portal. A lot of people were upset about that. Talented offensive line. And, of course, yesterday, for those who did not listen to the show, so there... Or actually, I recorded it, but I didn't. It's not posted yet. George Fitzpatrick coming back to K-State, who was supposed to be a starter on the offensive line, probably one of the more talented offensive lines in the linemen in the country, had a huge scare during the offseason, prior to the season, which we still don't know nothing about. But since it's coming out live tonight. Figure, you know, break, share the news. Well, not, I shouldn't say break. So I didn't break this news. George Fitzpatrick coming back to K-State. So there's that on that one. Dylan Davidson, a punter, is going to the portal there. Ryan, and this name was, Donovan McIntosh, he needs to be taken off this list because he made an announcement. He's coming back to K-State. I recorded that episode, but yeah, back to Ryan Davis. Ryan Dave, I heard his name on several other K-State podcasts I was listening to. So Ryan Davis, another D-line who made an impact this year for K-State, and of course made some boneheaded mistakes. That's what sticks out to me in my mind. But Ryan Davis, he's on this list. there. We already mentioned David Donovan McIntosh. Jace Brown, we definitely talked about him a couple weeks ago on the show. He's already in the portal. By far, the wide receiver one on this team, now in the portal, and we don't know the status of Avery Johnson still, as we see here, as his jersey number, here on January 2nd, today, so we still don't know all that. Jaquiz Riley-Dimps, wide receiver, he's in the portal. Omarion Fortenberry, I did see this name a couple weeks ago, float around on K-State Twitter. Yeah, he's in the portal. Andrew Metzger, a tight end, in the portal. Oh, damn. Well, Cody McAllister, well, let me see here. Hold on. Let me see here. Yeah, he's in the portal. Yeah, Cody McAllister, injury written all year long. This was one of the guys that was supposed to maybe impact player on defense this year, but he was hampered by injuries all season long. There, unfortunately, we didn't get to see him. Yeah, he's in the portal. Kalen Barta, wide receiver, in the portal. Braden Lofton? Really? He's in the portal. Braden Lofton, he's been a contributor the last couple of years for K-State. Not as much so this year, though, from last year. Because last year, this for me, personally, on this podcast, he came out of nowhere for me. I didn't hear nothing about this cat until the first game of last year when he scored two touchdowns in the opening game for K-State. This year, he kind of took a step back. There's a lot more of the other tight end, Garrett Oakley. Yeah, Lofton, he's in the portal. Quay Moss, I put him with Austral Main. He's on this list. J.B. Price, I have mentioned him. Dylan Edward, we already know that. So that is it, yeah. So some of these names are like eye-popping, but other than that, are familiar, or I probably should say a lot of them are familiar to me from doing all separate episodes. But yeah, we just wanted to give you the whole list right now. There could be more added on to the list here as the NCAA transfer portal for the winter spring. So, and this might be the only time. It could be another time. I don't know. But I do know this from listening to multiple podcasts that the transfer portal is officially open there as well. So that is the list right there of K-State players on this list here. Heading into the strength of Portland, we'll have to see where, I'm pretty sure, D.Y., Derek Young, and other K-State media folks will update us on their situations there as well. I just wanted to find the list here because we've done some separate episodes on these individuals there as well. So there's the list there for K-State Nation. K-State football, strength of Portland opens today for a lot of the teams that are not a part of upcoming bowl games or the college football playoffs. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where our podcasts are found. We are free and available daily. Spotify. I don't know why I blinked there. iTunes, Spotify, wherever this is your favorite podcast there. Amazon, Google, Audio Boom, and several more other podcasting platforms out there. You want to make sure you add this to your collection of K-State podcasts heading in to 2026, which is obviously right now. The new year has begun, so definitely make sure you make us a part of your K-State knowledge there, and make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast there as well. Whether that's a new resident in Manhattan or a big-time K-State fan, you want to make sure we continue to get the word out about this podcast to your to your collection of K-State podcasts out there as well. Stay tuned for I don't know when I'm going to do this, but yeah, stay tuned for announcement. My work schedule will finally be back to somewhat normal after next week because yeah, I've been working nights for the past, yeah, and I don't like it. I'll be on the record of that. And I don't like it. I don't like it at all. All right, give me my 7 to 4, 8 to 5, 9 to 5, even 8 to 6, whatever that is, right? So, yeah, I mean, I'll be back on normal schedule after next week. And then I don't know when I'm going to make this announcement, but there's an announcement coming as far as guests, a potential rotation of guests here for the podcast here on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, wherever you listen to this episode, this show, on whatever you listen to your favorite platform or podcast there as well. That's another tongue twister there as well. But yeah, man, stay tuned on that. I don't know when I'm going to make that announcement on that. I know I've been, I obviously created this show. I've been rolling very since the last third of last year. So stay tuned for the announcement on that. Again, I don't know when I'm going to make that announcement because I've been working nights, including tonight, as well. So definitely stay tuned on that news as we move along here, begin to move along here in 2026. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another football episode right here, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State Athletics. Go Cats.